إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers, we were talking about the importance of monitoring the effect of our ibadat to see whether the ibadah is having the effect that it is supposed to have. As I mentioned to you, the ibadah is not its own goal. It is not the purpose in itself. The ibadah is done to take us to a goal. And that goal is the qurbat, it is the ma'iyat, it is the khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So an ibadah that does not take us there, which does not have that effect, then that ibadah is not fulfilling the purpose for which it is meant. So today I would like to remind myself and you of the ibadat of Hajj. We mentioned Salah, we mentioned Sawm, fasting, we mentioned Zakat. And today we'll talk about Hajj. In my view, the first and foremost purpose and maqsad of Hajj is to reiterate and reinforce and demonstrate the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hubb and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Hajj is a ibadah which is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, man istata'a ilayhi sabila. Allah made it fard on anyone who has the ability and the means to undertake the journey, to do it. So anyone who has this, who gets enough wealth and who is healthy enough to undertake the journey of Hajj, then Hajj becomes fard on that person. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a very strong comment where he said that a person who is capable of doing Hajj but does not do Hajj and dies without doing Hajj will find himself with the Yahud and the Nasara on the Day of Judgment. So Hajj is a fard of Islam. It is one of the arkan of Islam. It's one of the pillars of Islam. And it's an ibadah which the reward for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the reward for Hajj, which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that a person after completing Hajj is as if he was born that day from the womb of his mother, meaning that a person is completely free from sin. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do Hajj and to enable us to do Hajj more than once, inshallah, in our lives. So the purpose of Hajj, as I said, is to reinforce and demonstrate our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Because if you look at the whole process of Hajj, and if you examine the things that we do, there can be no reason other than the love of Allah why we do those things. If you take the beginning first of it, which is the putting on of the ihram itself. Now when you put on the ihram, the clothing itself is neither stylish nor is it comfortable. It's highly uncomfortable. Definitely not stylish to wear a towel around your waist. And it's nothing. I mean, but why do you do it? Because it is the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The conditions that it comes with, that you cannot do this and this and all of which is halal, outside of ihram. Again, same question. Why do we do it? Because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to make Hajj, and we go and he said Hajj to his bayt, to his house. But on the day of Hajj itself, we are nowhere near the Baytullah. We are nowhere near the Kaaba. We are in some other place, in Arafat. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who is not in Arafat on the day of Hajj, his Hajj is not there. He has not done Hajj. He has to come back the next year. So it is again, what is the logic? There is no logic. The only logic is that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Hajj is commemoration of the man and his family who loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. There is no one, and when I say no one, I don't mean it in a, I'm not, you know, ranking anybody. Obviously, every Nabi of Allah loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one loved Allah more than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if you take the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us and showed us the example of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Quran several times, not even once, many times. And gave us and showed us the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam as the one who loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Allah gave us the examples of many other anbiya, but as I said, all anbiya obviously loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us their example as an example of love of Allah. He gave us their example as an example of da'wah, example of sabr, and so on and so forth. But the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam is only and only an example of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the desire to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah said, وَإِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That his Rabb said to him, submit. And Ibrahim alayhi salam said, I have submitted. No hesitation. No hesitation. The whole life of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wife and his son, all of this comes only and only as an example of the love and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What logic does it make to take your newborn baby and your wife and leave them in the middle of nowhere, in the valley of Bakkah, which is today Makkah? No food, no water, nothing, no shelter. To leave them there and go away without even an explanation. What logic is there? Except that this is the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibrahim alayhi salam loves Allah so much that he does not want to disobey Allah. He doesn't even want to argue with Allah. He doesn't even want to submit his own, difficulty, so to speak. Nothing. Allah says, do it, and he does it. What sense does it make to allow your husband to do this without question? What sense does it make to then go and sacrifice your son? All of this only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reward of this pleasing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made those actions the arkan of Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made those actions the way in which Allah is to be worshipped. Safa Marwa is Hawa Hajra alayhi salam. She ran up and down from one hill to the other hill looking for water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this a rukun of Hajj. Your Hajj is not complete unless you do this Sa'i. Although today, obviously, we are not looking for any water or anything like that. All just to show the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first and foremost purpose of the ibadah of Hajj, which we need to measure in ourselves, is how much has this Hajj increased my love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in my heart. And the sign of the increase of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a question of saying I am ashiqa ilahi and then doing all kinds of haram. No. Hajj again, like fasting, reiterates this by making you do things which are by themselves not logical. But why do we do that? Because we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressed not by singing and dancing, but by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The position of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sajda. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the slave is closest to Allah in the position of sujood. So the first thing and foremost thing to monitor in ourselves, and tomorrow inshallah we'll talk about the second one, is to see how much has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased in my heart. And the way to measure that is to say, how have I become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And to remember that the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressed in only one way, which is the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To think that the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something else other than the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means that a person is completely jahil, he has no understanding of Islam. The obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the following of the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the way to measure ourselves. As far as Hajj is concerned, I have completed Hajj. Now let me look into my life and into my heart to say how much do I love Allah, and how do I do that? By looking into my life to say how much am I following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether it is in my appearance, whether it is my akhlaq, whether it is in my ma'amilat, in my dealings with people, am I indulging in halal or haram? Am I dealing with people the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with people, and so on and so forth, in all our lives. If we bring our lives onto the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are absolutely sure that we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to reflect and to learn from that reflection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the haqaiq of His ibadat on us and to fill our hearts with His muhabba, with His hubb, and with His noor. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.